NPR. So this is the season when going to the gym is hard. And, you know, everybody's a little soft from the holiday calorie extravaganza. So, you know, a lot of people slide a little bit. You know, like you want to make sure you can get into your pants. But it's not like the summer when you've got to wear dresses and tank tops and swimsuits and there's just all this pressure to look good.
Yeah, it's like we all have this kind of deal in the winter where it's like we're a little out of shape, but also we're wearing clothes that hides the fact that we're out of shape. So it's fine.
Exactly. It's fine.
You know.
And in fact, this is exactly what is going on in the bond market right now.
It's getting love handles?
The bond market is getting love handles. Yes. And in fact, it is best illustrated, I think, by today's indicator, which is two.
Two?
Two. That is the number of companies in the U.S. that have a AAA credit rating. So AAA is basically the bond market's version of swimsuit ready. You know, like the guy who's always ripping off his shirt. Basically, there are only two companies that are in a position to do that. Microsoft and Johnson & Johnson. Those two companies have a AAA rating. Nobody else does.
John Lonsky is the chief capital markets economist with Moody's Analytics, which is owned by Moody's Corporation, one of the firms that gives out these ratings.
That's so few companies.
The days have long since passed where companies strove to have the highest rating, the AAA rating.
John says that the number of AAAs has been sliding for years, and the reason has everything to do with interest rates. This is the Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Cardiff Garcia.
And I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Today on the show, hold on to your donuts. We look at why the bond market is letting itself go, why everyone's gotten soft, and what it means.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Google. From Connecticut to California, from Mississippi to Minnesota, millions of American businesses are using Google tools to grow online. Learn more at google.com/grow.
Support also comes from Capital One, brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. When you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, your next trip is closer than you think. What's in your wallet?
Okay, so first, we should explain how the whole bond rating system works. A company's credit rating is a lot like a person's credit score. So, like, if you have a super high credit score, the bank will lend you a bunch of money really easily. It'll let you take your time paying it back, and it'll charge you a really low interest rate on the loan. They know you're good for the money. They'll get paid back.
But if you have a low credit score, it's a very different story, right? I mean, the bank might not lend you money at all. And if it does, it will probably charge a really high interest rate and, you know, want you to pay the money back ASAP because you are seen as riskier, less likely to pay back the money.
And it works in a similar way with companies. When companies borrow money, they issue bonds, and those bonds have a rating. Those ratings are generally determined by three ratings agencies, S&P, Fitch, and Moody's. And the highest grade is a AAA. Then down to AA and A, and then it goes all the way down to D.
You don't want to be a D company. But there is this really important indicator in the bond market, and that is between BBB and BB. And if you cross that line, it is a big deal. They actually call companies that cross this line fallen angels.
Yeah, BBB and above, you are investment grade. BB and below, your bonds are called junk bonds. Or, to be more polite and scrupulous, high-yield bonds.
Sounds way better.
Yeah. It sounds way better than junk bonds, but also calling it high-yield makes sense because a company typically has to pay a really high yield or a high interest rate on its bonds. They have to pay investors a premium to lend them money because that low rating means your company is seen as risky.
And if you're below BBB in junk territory, a lot of investors cannot buy your bonds. So like pension funds and investors that are supposed to be really safe will not lend you money if you cross that line from BBB to BB. It can make it really hard to get a loan.
Now, if you're a company, seems like you would want to be AAA, right? The best of the best, the highest credit rating, you're as safe as can be. And then that means that you can borrow money for super cheap because you're top of the class. You're Lisa Simpson. John says that used to be true. Back in the 1980s, when he started his job at Moody's, there were dozens of AAA-rated companies in the U.S.
Wow.
Okay, so that's quite a...
Yeah.
So the world has changed.
Yeah, what are some of the companies that had AAA?
Ford, GM, DuPont, IBM, General Electric, Merck, a lot of pharmaceuticals, Warner Lambert, Exxon oil companies, Exxon Gulf Oil, Mobil Oil, Texaco.
So what happened? For one thing, says John, AAA is hard to achieve. A company basically has to have a lot of cash on hand relative to its debt. Because AAA means that basically there is no way you're going to default on your loans. You've got the money right there, money at the ready. And in return, you can borrow money for super cheap.
And that's where we get to the why. Why are so few companies aiming for AAA? The answer is low interest rates.
So you know what? The Federal Reserve has kept interest rates low for years. It does that to stimulate the economy, because low interest rates make loans cheaper. That is supposed to encourage businesses to take out more loans, to expand, hire more people, build more buildings, generally get bigger. And interest rates have been really low for a really long time, for more than a decade.
And because interest rates are so low and have been super low for so long, even if you are a company with a not awesome credit rating, you can still get loans for super cheap. Loans are super cheap for pretty much everybody, for all companies. So there's basically no reason to go to all the trouble of getting a good credit score and jumping through all those hoops and having cash sitting around.
What is the meaning of a AAA then, if is there one now? Bragging rights? Claire Boston is a credit reporter at Bloomberg News. She says if you weigh bragging rights against the ability to spend with abandon, sans consequences, companies are like, bring on the cheap loans.
Basically, they're looking at how expensive it is to borrow, and they're saying, well, you know, we used to have to work really hard to maintain this A rating, but now we can borrow so cheaply, even if we're rated, say, triple B, which is the sort of tier that is just above
junk. Why am I killing myself for an A?
Exactly.
When it doesn't really matter.
When I can get a triple B and it's basically the same price. So one of the things we've seen is the universe of companies that are one tier above junk, that triple B tier, and specifically the triple B minus tier. So one
people
grade.
Are like doing the minimum. It's like figuring out the lowest possible grade you can get to pass a class, like on your final, and then just aiming for that.
So that has absolutely ballooned.
Along with corporate debt, by the way, it's at an all-time high, record levels. U.S. companies owe nearly $10 trillion.
That is huge. That's like a giant chunk of our economy.
Yes, it is.
Meanwhile, more and more companies are sliding by with their barely passing triple B grade. Big wealthy companies like McDonald's, Fox, Verizon, AT&T, Western Union, Kraft Heinz, they are all issuing bonds that are just above the junk rating. And why not? So you get a little belly. No one will see it under your sweater. Have a cookie. Have two cookies. Have the box.
Now the metaphor comes into focus. I love it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's totally fine. Until it's time to jam yourself back into a swimsuit. That's what John Lonsky of Moody's Analytics says.
I mean, when you look at the situation right now, does it concern you?
Oh, yeah. Let me put it this way. With a higher level of debt to income, the economy will have more difficulty handling an unforeseen drop in business activity. Basically, the public and private sectors have, if you like, surrendered financial flexibility that could be sorely needed in the time of an economic slump.
So if the economy turns south, things could change fast in a bad way, says John. Companies will have a ton of debt. Suddenly they're making less money. They might not be able to pay back that debt. And they're all already teetering just above a junk rating. It could be easy to slide into junk status, become a fallen angel, and, you know, maybe get stuck in a kind of spiral.
A bunch of really high-profile companies are already in junk territory. One ratings agency just downgraded Ford's debt to junk status. Also junk? The bonds of Twitter, Netflix, Xerox, Tesla, JCPenney. Claire Boston with Bloomberg says investors have gotten worried about this.
Last year, as a result of the worry, the companies came out and said, okay, we're going to cool it. And so now those companies are working really hard to try to pay down their debts. We've seen CEOs even have their compensation tied to maintaining certain ratings.
Why? Because people are starting to get nervous, like they're like walking so close to the edge.
Exactly. And so companies have basically said, okay, we're going to go on a debt diet. Like, we're going to make our priority paying down this debt.
Yeah, I guess spring is not that far away.
No, it never is. This episode of The Indicator was produced by Darius Rafieyan. Our intern and fact checker is Brittany Cronin. And The Indicator is a production of NPR.